It's 2:29, first attempt 25. We're going for the meeting again because the timing seemed to be wrong. They say 2:30, she said 2:15, then Phil Dance says 1:30. They should really have time logs and things like that. That doesn't seem to have it. Or access to record. It's supposed to, but inside the level, but it wants you to draw the same email. Very few minutes far. This is going to be telephone call to Tuffers. No one has responded to your request. Please join again. It's more than alarming, it's concerning. This is distressing and alarming. There's like 12 days to a trial, and I don't even know what victims are, an alleged person turning up or an alleged victim is on. It's 35 months apart. But first, she says this. So this was happening. We're in the email. Here it says, meeting with some folder, when, where, blah, 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 Tuesday. So that's perfect. I'll be in there for 8. Join the meeting, why it's it. Yeah. That has accepted wins so far. I don't understand why it says I've accepted this and I'm just accepting whatever she's it. Sure. I've just clicked yes, I'm going. That's what I've clicked. Oh, yes. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
I'm just going to have to leave. Okay, hi there. I'm Nicole, I'm just a sister from Andrew, your parents. So Andrew is the one who will be doing the trial. But I'm just helping them to prepare for your trial.
Okay.
Yeah?
That's perfect.
I think you did meet with Andrew when you were at court, was it? Was Andrew with you?
No, I've not met anybody. I've just met one lady.
Oh.
I've never met anybody. The first time that I was arrested, I was brought to the court. And when I was brought to the court in the sector secure, I was brought up, someone come downstairs and he said he was acting for yourselves. He quickly made me sign some bit of paper, wouldn't even let me speak, and then he disappeared. And then there was no one in the court representing me. They granted me bail on my own. But what they said is that the CPS paperwork wasn't there, and there was no CPS paperwork. So they were quite shocked for this case to have gone ahead. But that was for obvious reasons, because of they swapped the charge, and I was never arrested. But I've never been arrested for this charge. I've never been interviewed. Yourselves come to the police station. I've been nicked for harassment. The statement, a girl's done a statement which she supplied a video for, which was for January. Now that statement, once I've been interviewed by with your solicitor firm, they've left, and the police officer's come out, he's dropped the harassment charge, and then he's just charged me with another charge, like I'm for threats. And I wasn't arrested, interviewed. I asked if USOC can be called. They refused for USOC to be called and everything. And then I was taken in a secure van. I was brought to the police and to the courts, and the courts didn't even have no paperwork there. There was no solicitor in the court. And the CPS would have had the paperwork had they reviewed the case and agreed for that second charge to be submittable for court. So, like, I'm not being interviewed. I've not been anything for this charge. It's so unfair.
But what can see from this? Is you were interviewed on the 3rd of August and you provided a prepared statement
for harassment,
which said, so you were arrested for a section for a public order.
No, I wasn't, madam. Honestly, I was arrested for harassment 1997, I promise you that. And your solicitor firm, in the interview room, he made me do a prepared statement, which I was well happy with him doing. I took his legal advice. And that statement, we was only talking about harassment. In the interview tape, the police officers tried to question me about other things. And even the solicitor said, he's not being arrested for these things. And you're not allowed to talk to him for as long as...
So the prepared statement says, I did not use any threatening words towards my neighbour. I did not threaten to blow up her car. And I did not cause her any harassment, alarm, or distress.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that's that's possible. Yes, and the solicitor wrote it. The solicitor wrote it down.
So that's what this trial is for. It's for the making threats to blow up her car.
No, madam. I was first on the site and the lead in my house. The police come in, and the only charge said to me was for harassment 1997. I was brought to the police station, and I was speaking to the solicitor, he said to me, what I'm being accused of is being verbally aggressive in January of this year, and that they've supplied a video for me being aggressive, which is the first incident which they need for harassment. He said the second element is the second of the eight, which is the newest incident, supposedly. And then he said to me to do a prepared statement about the harassment and about the alarm and harassment I'm supposed to have called on the 1st of January, and for this. So we've done that, and we talked about it. Now, if we even look at her statement, this alleged victim statement, who's made it up. She lied in the beginning of her statement. What she says is, I've threatened to do these different things and say these. I promise that never happened, yeah? The reason that I can explain why she said this before, but she's done stuff to me, and I recorded her and put that in my website. So in the video that you have, I've transcribed it now. And what I say to her, as upset as I was, because she's recorded half the video, she's told me, I've said to her, go to my website, horrificcorruption.com, and you can see the videos of what you've been doing to me illegally and me writing to the council, yeah? And because I've transcribed it up, yeah? And now she says to me, go away. So I walk away. I listen to what she's saying, but I'm still very upset in our argument. So that's why the solicitor said to me to explain about me being verbally aggressive. I said I wasn't verbally aggressive and I wasn't this. And it was for harassment. Even the police, even in the CPS case paperwork, it says I was arrested for harassment. But then when they sent that paperwork to the CPS, and the CPS said there's not enough evidence to charge because the videotape doesn't prove, the videotape tape proves she's lying.
I was going to say this one minute. The video, to be honest, is quite irrelevant. It doesn't prove anything. It doesn't show anything.
Yeah, but this ain't an harassment case, and it shouldn't be admissible because it's something to do with the 1st of January. It's putting me in a bad light for something that's been no further action.
The video is literally irrelevant. It doesn't show anything.
I understand that, but you should, as a solicitor or a barrister or a legal representation, you should understand that no one can go in. No jury should be allowed to be told all the stuff about me. If they wanted to even get my convictions in, they have to put an application. Yeah, but she can't talk about stuff about me from the last year and stuff that I've already proved. I was found not guilty for that at the police station. So why is she allowed to have all of this stuff that I'm not being found guilty about at the beginning of her statement because it was made for an harassment case, and now it's admissible because it makes me... They're talking about something completely different that I've already won, and she's lying.
What are you referring to?
She's referring to the videotape. It's from the 1st of January, yeah? Now, the latest incident is from the 8th. So now the initial charge of harassment means two incidents. So yeah, the first was allowed into it from January, and so was the eighth. But the police, no further action that at the police station. Now they've used the same statement, and in that same statement, she talks about the first that has already been no further action. That's inadmissible in court. She can't put me in a bad light for something that they've already said that there's no evidence towards. She's only allowed to talk about today, this incident, which is the eighth. In her statement, the first three quarters of it's all to do with the first, because it was made for harassment. Then the bottom half of it is to do with this. Her statement is inadmissible, as well as the police officers who forwarded their statements and made up that this happened on the first and that they've done their statements on the second, if that makes sense, madam.
I get what you're saying, but I wouldn't say that her statements are inadmissible, because she's not saying that you have being convicted of an offence and done X, Y, Z.
No, she's lying about me to do something I'm not being prosecuted or charged for. Have a fair process.
Yeah, but obviously, her whole statement talks about things about what you have allegedly done. Obviously, in your view, you haven't.
I've been found not guilty for them.
No. You haven't been found
guilty. Yes, I was found not guilty for harassment. I was found not guilty for the 1st of January at the police station. Yeah, no further action, yeah.
Found not guilty.
Yeah, and that means that there was no evidence. So I'm sorry, madam. I understand fully what you're saying.
Being given NSA simply means that there is not enough evidence for them to charge. That's what,
madam.
It doesn't mean that you are guilty of offense. It doesn't mean that you're not guilty of offense. It just means that the police don't have enough evidence to charge you and take you to
court. Okay, I understand what you're saying there fully.
Hold on. So he is allowed to say in her statement that this and that happened. It's essentially your wording.
No, madam, I understand, madam.
She's not saying in her statement that, oh, he did this to me and we went to court and he was found guilty. That's not what she said. If she said that, then obviously she's not allowed to say that, but that's not what
she said. No, madam, what she's saying is
he did this to me in January and he also did this to me in August. That's what she's saying.
Yeah, but what that statement is saying is that for a case that she already... I know that you've got a client, for instance, madam, yeah? And because I fully appreciate what you're saying. I can understand the principle of the law by what you're saying, yeah? But you've got to look at it like as if, okay, I'm from a barrister's side, not from a solicitor's side, and how a barrister should see it in the court of law and what the law actually states. It states that you can't have someone that's been nicked for something in the past, yeah, for something called A, and then he's been nicked for something to do with B, and then just because that person knows something to do with A, the first case, and now she's got a case to do with B, she can't just mention the first case A, because that becomes hearsay. The case hasn't been proven, the case isn't about that. The beginning of her statement can't be based on that, in that sense.
Your word against her. That's what
I have a witness statement that's coming to call.
The only evidence that there is her statement. The video is English doesn't show anything. The video doesn't show anything. The video doesn't talk to her. It doesn't do anything. The only evidence that they have that we have is her statement, the video, and then the body worn from when you were arrested. That's all we have. And the only
thing about all
those things is her statement. She can say in her statement, oh, he's done this to me, blah, blah, blah. But she can't say, oh, he's been convicted of sex.
What am I actually being questioned about? A car that's been blown up, or am I actually being questioned about something that's been, the police said that there's no evidence that they can talk about or even prosecute? If the police can't prosecute me for it.
Okay, so what the basis of the trial is about you saying about blowing up.
So why are we talking? Why is she allowed to talk the three quarters of her first statement about something that the police have said they don't even have enough evidence to charge me with anyway? And you use her family not guilty for?
You haven't been.
She's tampering my reputation.
If you went to court and you were found not guilty, then okay, we can then say actually you can't speak about that because he went to a court of law, found not guilty in the court of law. Just because you've been NSA, it doesn't mean that you're not guilty because. Someone can be NSA for something today and tomorrow the police can get more evidence and they can charge you for that offense. Just because you're found NSA, just
Yeah, I understand. If further evidence comes to light, you can be re-questioned and re-interviewed, which is understandable. But this day in court is not about the first. This day in court is not about, and the first should not be allowed to be talked about in this court of law. And in this day, all that should be allowed to be talked about is this day. And I believe that because her statement tampers both of them things, she's trying to paint me in a bad light for something that they already know that they shouldn't do, and I think they should be, it should be thrown out. And if, but I have to take your legal, because you're the legal person here, and I respect I respect what you're saying, and I have to follow that. But that's that, I just feel that way. But maybe you might understand why I feel that way.
I understand what you're saying, but obviously, that is something that, so obviously Andrew will be the one who will speak in court, and obviously once I speak to you today, I'm going to speak to Andrew and, like, you know, say the things you said to me, and I will say, you know, you're not very happy about what the first part of her statement is about, about her talking about
she's lying.
Which Andrew can then, when Andrew cross-examines her, so Andrew, obviously she'll go for the stand, she'll say her statement, blah, 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 and then Andrew, the solicitor who will be doing the trial, will then go up to her and cross-examine her and be like, well, you know, are you sure this happened, or if this happened, what happened when it went to the police? Wasn't he given NFA? Doesn't that mean that there wasn't enough evidence, etc., things like that? Do you get what I'm trying to say? So Andrew's the one who's going to sort of grill her and be like, well, this didn't happen, did it?
I understand that. And I'm grateful that he'll do that for me, you know? Like, but honestly, I'm an innocent person in this, and I'd just like to put that forward, yeah. And I'd like to bring it to the point, like, me being innocent, like an MO, a reason why someone would do this to me of her stature. I don't know this person. I've never met her, yeah, like in that sense, yeah. But I had a lot of issues with her over the last 5 years and my other neighbours. And what we've
done. You know what you said about the video, yeah, and you know you're saying. Obviously, I've seen a video, and, like, you're saying something about a website. You said,
yeah, this is the point. My website's called horrificcorruption.com.
Okay.
And in that website, if you scroll down, there's a green web link in it. If you click on that, you can see the cases that I've been fighting against, yeah? And you can see that my whole criminal record was frauded inside of it, yeah? So my whole record is now being contended against, and it should be deleted, yeah? 100%. I would receive... From 96 to today's date, every entry in my record is frauded, yeah, by the reviewing teams from Highbury Court and the Metropolitan Police. So when I get brought to Highbury Court, I'm in between two reviewing teams that are grabbing me, and I can see them updating in my convictions. They have a TV, like, part that I'd put, like a book, a chat room, where they talk about your bail conditions. So the police will update your bail conditions, and then the court will update. And you can see them setting me up, because they both know that I've got another case against the pair of them, and my whole record gets deleted, yeah, and that they're in a lot of trouble. But I'm just stuck in between. It wasn't me that brought the case. My mum worked out something to do with my record and brought it to them. And now I've just been trapped in this ever since, yeah. But see, like, this lady now, her MO is like Michael Dreesen. It's the video itself. In that video, I can seem a bit upset, yeah. But considering what's been done to me, me and my mum had to write to the council because she kept attacking me with other neighbours, yeah.
So in the video, you're outside. Why were you outside
the flat? What happens is, in my flats, I've been badly getting attacked for the last bad 5 years, and she's one of the people that's been victimising me. Now, she's tapping in her kitchen on the floors of me, and I'm sitting in my house being attacked. Now, I've got hundreds of video recordings of her doing this to me, yeah? And I've got loads of witnesses happy to attend court that will prove what she's been doing to me. Now, my mum, rather than me go and knock on any of my neighbour's doors and get myself into any trouble,
she taps on what? Right?
She goes to the kitchen wall and she starts tapping like that on the kitchen wall, and that bangs through my kitchen and into my front room. So, like, I can sit there and they start banging the pots on the walls at me. And now, this can be proof because I've got loads of videos to prove it, yeah? But now, rather than me go and get myself into trouble, in 2014, I told my mother what was going on and showed her, and she wrote to Enfield Council for me. Now, she wrote to the Neighbourhood Watch Team, and I've got those emails now, and she was explaining to them, over 1 year, she was writing to 5 different emails saying to them, my son's badly getting attacked by this Rebecca and the other lot, please can you protect him? None of them would reply to my mother's emails, yeah? Now, eventually, they thought I'd done something wrong to one of the neighbours. So they've messaged my mum back from the same 5 emails. Now, I've got a diary that proves this because I subject access requested all of their computers. So I've got all of their personal release notes and I put them in a diary format. Now you can see my mum sending the emails for a year, then blank them. Now you can see them trying to call me the cancer with the same email and my mum. Then we can see that we proved that I was right, but now they're trapped, yeah, because they've not done answered all these emails. So they went to these people like Rebecca and that, and they kept asking them, have I done anything? Do they know anything bad about me? I've got all those release notes. Now, the bloke called Lemmy from Enfield Council went back to the council and created a council history for me, a malicious council history. And now that is going through legal process right now, yeah? And I can prove what Lemmy's done to me. Now, they brought me to court for two passing possession orders, two injunction orders, and I was trapped in a legal process for 5 years where I never got to trial once. Because they knew if they got me and my legal team to trial, we would win, could prove the forgeries, yeah? So now they kept me stuck in a legal process forever. It's been so unfair, yeah? And now, at the end of it all, the judge knew that they was in a lot of trouble helping them, in so many words, and the judge said that I must be moved out of that flat and wrote a court order demanding for me to have a two-bedroom like-for-like house. Instead, Enfield Council never listened to the court order, which I've got still now and all the documentation. And they left me in the flat and left these like, attacking me. Now, I sit in my house, I've got so many videos of them doing it to me. And I won't retaliate or do nothing wrong. And the other day, that we're all getting new front doors installed. Only council tenants are allowed these new front doors, yeah? So, as you know, most blocks will have private. She is supposed to be a private tenant. Somehow, she's got the new council front door because she's subletting that flat illegally off somebody else. And the council know that this is going on. And let her stay in that subletted flat and let her attack me. Yeah. And it's so unfair. I'm a secure tenant and I'm supposed to be in my property and I look after my property in my home. And she's using a subletted flat that's a council flat belonging to somebody else. And she's attacking me in it. And the council allowing for that to continue. And they never listened to the court order that was granted. And they won't accept the paperwork that I've subject access to and put into a diary format and that proves the truth like what I just explained to you. And now, because on the 1st of January, I was receiving a lot of banging. So I decided to go upstairs and stand up for myself. But in polite, I had no shoes on. I just had my nightie on because I was relaxing in my own home. And I had no other intentions. I've gone upstairs and I've noticed that she doesn't have her door frame in. But that didn't bother me. I've never been to her front door before because she's got a child. I wouldn't ever go up there and risk myself. But the bloke opposite her is a bloke called Richard. He lives directly above me. And I believed he was banging at me. So I've gone upstairs and I've knocked on his door and there was no answer. Now, as I've turned around, she's got no door frame or front door. And the builder's doing work there as well. And then she's come out and she started talking to me. Now, we had started with a normal conversation. But at some stage, it's turned a bit higher rate where now I'm saying to her, you're out of order what you're doing to me. And I admit, I'm really upset and hurt because of what she's put me through over the last few years, yeah? So I'm like expressing because no one else will help me or safeguard me. And my mum's done her best. We've got the evidence, but no one will listen. And she's allowed to continue to do this. And now, of course, I've said to her in that recording, as much as I'm like, oh, she's going, get away, I didn't realise she was recording me.
So she started speaking to you, and then how did you end up in the argument?
She goes to me, why are you at the door? I go, because I was knocking at Richard's door, and she's come and started on me. And she said to me, I said to her, well, you do the same to me. Like, let's talk about that then, yeah? Which is like getting to the bottom of it, legal. And she said, oh, I can't be doing that to you. How can I bang from my front door at you? Now, she's acting silly, like she can't go into her kitchen and bang on my adjoining kitchen.